Fine. So we are now on the Daf Chaf Aleph. The discussion in the Gemara is about various nedarim that you can make in terms of korbanos, right? When you make a nedar to bring a korban, what exactly can you bring as that korban? No. Discussion in the Gemara. Very good. Who gavra daral who havu le arba mea zuze lifloini vilensivi livrati. So there was a case where a man said, "Give me 400 zuz." Sorry, give not me. Give to somebody else 400 zuz, and then you can marry my daughter. Amar of Papa, arba mea shakil. Vuvrate, ibai nasiv, ibai loy nasiv. So, sorry, the case was he was threatened with death to do. He was threatened with death if he did this. Right, so that he was they said they would kill him if he didn't do this. That was the background of the case. My bad. Right, said. Give that guy 400 zuz, and then you can marry my daughter. And Papa said he can take the 400 zuz. The 400 zuz is given, right? And the daughter, if he wants to marry, if not, he won't marry. Time to Amar Harvule Velinsiv Aval I Amras Linsiv Vehavle Nasiv Shakil Vibnai Nasiv Loishna Shakil. This is because. If this is because he said, give him 400 zuz and he'll marry. But if it was the opposite way, right? If it said, get married and give 400 zuz, then the giving of the 400 zuz would be contingent on the marriage, right? You would have to get married first in order for the gift to be a valid gift, right? Yasiv Maremar Vekaramalash Maitha Mishmed Nafshe. Maremar said this in his own name. Amar Le Ravina Maremar, right? Ravina said to him, Asun Hachi Mas Nisan Lahu La Anan Kedevami Reish Lakish Maravi Yechanan Mas Ninan La. Sorry. Then Maremar said this whole thing where we can basically split up a speech, right? And we can say, if somebody says the words, right? I'm going to bring a toda, and that's going to be my korban chagiga. Then he is nodur ve'eno nodur, right? Right? So the nodur isn't chal in its entirety. If he says, right, that I am going to be a nazir, and I'm going to bring a behema from the coins that were meant to be maiser sheni, right, for the korbanos that I am meant to bring at the end of the zeros, right, then he is a nazir, but he cannot bring a korban zeros at all, because he cannot bring a korban zeros from those coins, and he cannot bring a korban zeros now from other coins either, right? So the neder is called in a partial fashion. Maremar said that in his own name, right? Ravina said, no, we have a mesorah. This was a conversation between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So the question Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered. Okay? Are you followed? Tane Tana Kame de Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So, a Tana taught in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. If you remember, I think I discussed this before, right? The words Tane Tana mean that a reference to somebody who was essentially a human memory machine in the time of Chazal, right? Because they didn't have Svarim, they didn't have these things written down, so there are people who had very, very, very good memories, who were in charge of remembering all of the statements of the Tanoim. That person was called a Tana. When the Gemara references a Tana, they're not referencing the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Meir, or whatever. They're referencing a person who lived at the same time as the Amoraim, whose job was to remember everything he ever heard, and remember it perfectly. Yeah? This Tani Tana, he repeated in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Vayikrav es ha'ila vayaseya kam mishpat. So vayikrav es ha'ila vayitrinu ha. He should sacrifice the ola, and he should do it as it's meant to. What's a kamishpat? What does the words kamishpat mean? What's a kamidad? Kamishpat olas nevdava. Right? It has to be done in the same way as an olas nevdava. As an ola which was brought voluntarily, not an obligatory fashion. That teaches us that the Ola's Chova, that even an Ola which is brought, an Ola is a korban which is consumed its entirety on the Mizbeach, right? Except for what part of the animal is not consumed? Very good. Right? Except for the skin, right? So the Ola is consumed its entirety on the Mizbeach except for the skin. What does this Kamishbach come teach us? That just like an Ola's Nedava, which you bring voluntarily, you lean on it. Before you bring it, before you actually sacrifice it. So to an Olas Chova, you are meant to lean on it before you sacrifice it. And many, many korbanos have this obligation called smicha, right? You lean on it. When we say lean on it, we really, your entire force, the entire weight of your body is put on this animal immediately prior to the shlita. Okay? Limeid al enfa. Amar lei de amar lachmani. Who said this? Beishamahi de legamri shalmi chova. This must be the opinion of Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Shammai did not learn Shalmi Chuva Shlomim, which are of an obligation, from Shlomim, which are not an obligation, Shlomim, which are bringing voluntarily, right? As we say in the Mishnah, right? The Beis Shammai said, "Mevi'in Shlomim Shal Yom Tov Shein Chuva Vein Tzayim Chanalim." Right? The Beis Shammai said they should bring Shlomim, right, on Yom Tov, but you don't do Smicha, right? Implying that Beis Shammai did not learn from Shlomim that were voluntary that you should do Smicha for Shlomim that are not voluntary, right? If that's the case, then they would need a special limud for an ola, which is not voluntary, because they don't already learn the shlamim. However, for Beis Hillel, who generally think that the halacha is the same for all shlamim, they'll equally say the halacha is the same for all olas, that you need smicha, and you don't need a special limud to that effect. Yeah? Everybody followed? The fact that you needed a special limud to tell us that you need smicha, and you need to lean on an ola, which is obligatory, and we learn that from an Ola, which is not, can only be Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel and Shlomim learned Shlomim, which are obligatory, from Shlomim that are not obligatory, then you need Smicha, as we saw in the Mishnah. Therefore, obviously, it'll say the same thing for Ola as well, that we'll just say all Ola is the same thing, just like we said all Shlomim are the same thing, in this respect. Yeah?
Obligatory Olas a lot require smicha.
Yes.
Optional ones don't.
Optional ones do as well. Optional ones written explicitly in the pasuk. We just darsh in the pasuk say kamishpat. Just like with optional ones, you need to lean on them. So too with the obligatory ones, you need to. Right. Says Ummi Maida Veis Hillel Shalmi Chova Meshalmi Nidave Gamer Dilma Meulas Chova Gamer Meulas Chova Gufa Bayakra. Says the Gemara, how do you know Veis Hillel got Shalmi Chova, right, an obligatory korban shlamim, right, a korban which is eaten from Shalmi Nidava, from shlamim which were voluntary? Maybe they learned it from an oila which was obligatory, and the oila which was obligatory they learned from an oila which is voluntary. Therefore, they would still need a limud for an oila which is obligatory. Yeah, it says, how do you know that for Beis Hillel the limud went from shlamim to shlamim and from oila to oila? Maybe from oila to oila and then from oila to shlamim. Yeah? It says, Mai shana mishalmi nedava de lay gamri shekhen mitsuyin. Me'olas chove nami lay gamri shekhen kalil. So it says, why wouldn't you learn from shalmi nedava? Right? Why wouldn't you learn shlamim, shalmi chova, right? Obligatory shlamim from shalmi. From Shlomi Nedava, as they're relatively unusual, says the Gemara. Not brought that often. Right, says the Gemara. Why wouldn't, in that case, you also can't learn from an Ola, which is a Chova, because what's the big difference between Shlomi and Ola? I'm sorry? Very good. Ola is burnt entirely in the Mizbeach. Shlomi are mostly eaten. They're completely different korbanos. It's Asiya Mibina, yeah. You should learn. So really, Beis Hillel learned it from both. You can learn Shalmi Chova from the combination of Shalmi Nedava and Olas Chova. Yeah? Vesabri Beishamai Shalmei Chova Loi Baus Micha. Is it really true that Beishamai thinks that Shalmei Chova, that obligatory Shlomim, should not be leaned on? Right. No, why do we think that at this stage that Beishamai don't think that? I think that they don't need to be leaned on? What was the source? Sorry? No, but the source is in the Mishnah, no? And the Mishnah says that the Shlomim that are brought on Yom Tov, you don't lean on them according to Beishamai, right? Okay. So this is really true. The Asani we said in the Brayta, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Lenichko Beishamai, Vitil al Smicha, Tzmash Tzarech, Amanech, Kual Techef, Lesmicha, Shlita, Shabishamai, Amrim, and Tzarech, Vitil Amrim, Tzarech. And so Rabbi Yosi said that Beishamai and Beis Hillel didn't disagree that you need smicha. Right, to lean on the korban, they agreed, you need to. What they disagreed about was whether you need to do the smicha, to lean on the korban immediately before the shechita. Right, Beishamai says, no need, it's a completely separate halacha, leaning on the korban is not really related to shechting it. Beis Hillel said, no, it's part of the process of shechting it, you lean on them, then you shecht that korban straight away. Okay?
What does techef mean then?
Techef means next to. But immediately prior. Our Mishnah is like a different brisa. We have a different brisa that said the name of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never disagreed about the halacha of techef smicha shchita. They never disagreed that if you need to do smicha, it has to be immediately before you shech the korban. Right, what they did disagree upon, was whether you need to lean on the korban at all in the case of Shalmei Chova. Beis Shammai say no. Beis Hillel says yes. Okay.
Does it not say in the pasuk Torah about smicha?
It said it in olas nedava, in a voluntary ola, right? It said it in shalmi nedava. Right? It doesn't say it with regard to either olas chova or shalmi chova explicitly. Right? So Beis Hillel say it doesn't make a difference, right? Just like you need it in the voluntary one, you need it in the obligatory one. And Beis Shammai say no, it does make a difference. Yeah, at least shalmi chova you don't need to lean on. Olas Chova, it sounds like you do need to lean on, even for Beis Shammai. Okay? Hey. There's a very, very famous, squara here about something happened with Hillel Zaken. Tan Rabbanu in Brisa, Maisa be Hillel Zaken, Shehevi Alasa Lazara, Lesmich Alea be Yom Tov. Hillel brought his korban to do smicha on Yom Tov. Then all of the Talmidim of Shammai crowded around him. They asked him, "What's that? What animal is this? What sort of animal is it?" Amarleim, nekevahi. It's a nekeva. It's a female animal, right? And I brought it for Shlomim. Kishkeish lahem biznava vehalchu lahem. And he sort of waved the animal's tail at them. Right? Not certain exactly why, but anyway, vehalchu lahem. Right? And they went away. Okay, what's going on? Okay, what's the story? What was he bringing? He was bringing Shlomim, right? He says he's bringing Shlomim. So, the answer is he was actually bringing, according to the way Rashi learns this, he was bringing an Ola. Now, if it's an Ola, would it be a female animal or a male animal? Male. There is no female Ola. No, there is never a female animal brought as an ola.
How does Rashi get to the fact that it was an ola?
So he gets it from, you'll see in the continuation of the Gemara. It'll become clear in a minute, okay? Right? Why was Hillel Zaken lying to him in that case and saying he was bringing a female animal and for Shlomim? Right? The reason why he was doing it is because he didn't want to have a fight with them publicly. Right? He didn't want to have a fight with them publicly about issues of smicha. Now,
well, that's why he says
shlamim. According to Rashi, right? Now, he waved the tail at them because that way they wouldn't realize that it's a male animal, because moving the tail around would hide the male bit of the animal. Yeah? That's the way Rashi says it. And at that point, they decide that they're going to establish the halacha like them with regards to smicha on Yom Tov, that you shouldn't do smicha on korbanos on Yom Tov. And there was a Talmid there of Shammai called Baba ben Buta. And he thought, he knew the halach was really like Mithil, that you should do smicha even on Yom Tov. Right? Vesholach vehevi kol tzoin kedash Yerushalayim yindam ba'azara ve'amar chol mishet zoreti lesmach yava ve'yitzmach. Right? And he said, we're going to bring all of the sheep of Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, anybody who wants to come and lean on the animal should do that right now. Right? It's sort of a major show of force to make sure that the halacha doesn't become like Beis Shammai. Because even though he's a Talmud of Shammai, he really thinks the halacha should be like Hillel on this issue. Right? Right, and on that day the halacha was established like with Hillel that we do smicha on Yom Tov, right? And nobody said a word. Right, it's a very strange story. It's almost like a show of force going on, right? He's getting all the people in Yerushalayim to come along and saying, you're all going to do smicha now. And there's a bunch of rabbis who are standing on the side, like, you try and stop them. Not so, it's a strange story. But that's the story that Gemara is relating, right? That Beis Shammai really did want to stop Beis Hillel from doing smicha on Yom Tov because they thought it was incorrect. And this one Talmud of Shammai, who really thought the halacha should be like Hillel, made sure that there would be smicha on Yom Tov, and he did it in this fashion. Okay, we will continue on this. There'll be a related story tomorrow, but it's already next time, so we'll continue. Please go tomorrow. Shkoyach, gentlemen. Thank you.